I'm now chatting to Candice Pillay, who's a pro bono partner here at Hogan Lovell. What a fascinating title. I have to ask you about that very quickly. What does your job entail?
Oh, if I start, I wouldn't finish tonight. So basically, all lawyers have to do 24 hours of pro bono work. And so my duties, or part of what I have to do, is coordinate the pro bono work done in the firm so that we meet our obligations with the Law Society. The thing is, though, that Hogan Lovells has a global citizenship policy where pro bono is only one pillar of that. So in South Africa, while it's a mandatory requirement, globally, we have to do pro bono, we've got to do TOUCH, which is fundraising, we handle CSI, which are corporate social initiatives, we have community investment programs, we do social enterprise, we do environmental programs. So there's a whole expanse of initiatives that we have, and my role is to firstly make sure that we do our hours and we... But not just doing our hours, it's really having the impact that we want to have. And the Johannesburg office, because we are placed in Johannesburg, South Africa, for us pro bono is very different. And our human rights is also very different. It's not someone else's problem, it's our problem. So when we talk about a lack of housing, there are staff members that don't have housing that we are trying to help them and everyone else get RDP housing. When we talk about ending poverty, there are people who earn so little, and it's not really that they earn so little, but they have so many people to feed in their families. And so a lot of our programs, we have 37 in total, that tries to meet those kind of needs. We have, and I think you should ask Julia about our Pride Plus, where we try to create an inclusive, socially inclusive environment. So if you're poor, you don't feel any different from someone who's gay, from someone who's Indian, from someone who's black, from someone who's white, from someone who's Jewish, because the firm recognizes and celebrates who you are. So I think I'm like a Mother Christmas, you know, I've got the halo on my head going, and that's really what my department tries to do. Aside from high impact work, legal cases we take on, we also create initiatives within the office. We also have charities that we support. We also have programs in various townships that we run. That's
amazing.
That's what we do.
No, in a nutshell, if there ever was.
But in 100 words or less.
You really are great at your job if you know things like that. But I think so much is telling about a person when they have to give.
Yes.
When people are selfless. Mm. What have you found about the Hogan Lovell team when it comes to giving?
Yeah. So I'll tell you something. When I joined the firm, I was a commercial litigator. I'm not always a pro bono partner. But when the firm decided that they wanted to have a dedicated team, the firm did it not because they wanted to comply or do hours. They thought the leadership of the firm believed it was the right thing to do, that we needed to give back to our community and our society. And the Hogan Lovells international ethos, one of its core values, is citizenship. So this act of giving is in the DNA of who we are as a people. And the citizenship teams in every one of our 42 offices are the heartbeat of Hogan Lovells, because we are the ones that remind others about their own humanity. And when you're so busy billing, you know, it's to remind you to give back to society, you know, whether you're giving in terms of your time, whether you're giving in terms of your skills, and whether you're giving in terms of finances, you're still a part of something bigger than you.
Yes, that's incredible. And so as you look back at 2018, what are some of your standout moments when it comes to the work that you and your team have been able to do?
So the biggest thing that ever happened to us was our walk-in pro bono center.
The smile starts to just...
No, it's amazing. It's the first of its kind. So 2 years ago, I approached the management and I said to them that the traditional way of doing pro bono is the clients get referred from other organizations, from the courts, from probono.org, from community paralegals, and we're never there. Mm-hmm. We're always in court and we're doing stuff, and by the time the client actually gets to see a lawyer, 2 weeks go by and things are... you know, actually have gotten worse.
So we
had a lot of walk-in clients, because we're a litigation pro bono team. We go to court all the time. And so the other law firms would just refer clients and say, go to Hogan Lovells. They will go to court with you. So we put a proposal to the firm and they accepted it and they fitted it in the plans for the new building that we're in. And so when we moved in, they placed us on the first floor.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the first floor and we have a walk-in pro bono legal advice center. It is open from 7 to 12. Well, it extends to 3 o'clock sometimes. But clients can literally walk off the street. We briefed our receptionist at the bottom. Almost all the tenants in the building know it. We took a walk across the road to the Gautrain. We went to all the vendors. We gave them our pamphlets and we said, if there are people who have legal problems, we are on the first floor.
Amazing.
Just ask for pro bono. And the entire year we've been just evaluating how well our clinic is working. Are the clients happy? How quickly are we resolving issues? We had a lady who walked in. She was terrified. Relationship with her and her husband had broken down to such an extent. It was so abusive. And she actually came for a protection order. And she says she wants to leave him and all of that. And I said to her, okay, fine. Let me deal with your husband. But if you leave him, how do we sort out your estate? And she told me what she wanted with maintenance for a child, etc. I drafted a settlement agreement. And then I called her husband the same day. And I said, sir, I think your relationship with your wife has broken down. She came to see me. We were pro bono. How can I help you? And he said a lot of things. But I said, you know what? I'm going to send you a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think about it. I sent him the settlement agreement. He had a look. He came back with a few changes. The next day she had a look. We didn't fight about the toaster and the two fans.
Yes.
And all of that. And by the third day, they both came to my office and signed their settlement agreement, settling their divorce. And then we just moved an unopposed application. Within a month, they were divorced. And that's the kind of service we want to offer to people, especially the poor and the vulnerable. They don't have time on their hands. It's not about money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. They don't have money to pay for legal services. But many of them are being evicted. And they come to you, they literally have a week to get their stuff out. Some people, you know, have their houses hijacked from them, the RTP houses. All they need is someone bigger than them, a giant. And, you know, we have a saying in our firm, like, you know, like we stand on the shoulders of giants, or and we use an African proverb, it's like be a mountain, you know,
yes,
or lean on one. Meaning if you're the mountain, allow others to lean on you. But if you're not the mountain, lean on the bigger firm, the bigger Hogan Lovells firm, which is the mountain. And it's an African proverb. So in pro bono and citizenship, that's where I see us being their champion. Because let me tell you, when I phone and I say, this is Candice Pillay from Hogan Lovells, sir, and I'd like to talk to you about this issue with your wife. People actually do listen. They do get scared. They know you mean business. And for the vulnerable, it's just having that champion, having that Hercules, you know, coming to save the day, or that Superman. And that's actually how we see ourselves. So the best thing about this year was our walk-in pro bono legal center. I can tell you loads of stories of matters that we literally settled there and then. We do pro bono mediation.
Yeah.
We never send the client away without having the solution to their problem in their hands when they left.
Candice Pillay, a high five to you. Thank you so much for chatting to us, and thank you so much for the work that you do. You are making such great impact. You are changing lives, and I wish you all the best for 2019.
No, thank you so much. And you know what? From the bottom of my heart, please come and visit us. Please refer people to us.
Oh, I've been told about the olive and plates downstairs.
Yeah.
I will make my way
no,
there.
No, no, no. We want to change lives. But, you know, us doing what we're doing is really just, it's making access to justice real to people, because what people need is access to a lawyer. We're also starting an entrepreneurial academy next year. We're really focused in getting people to start their own businesses, so it's free, so we're going to be running courses on how to start your own business.
Yes.
Like for dummies, like for people who are not entrepreneurs, but maybe the cleaner actually wanted to start a business, or the security guard, or some guy walking past.
Mm.
And we're going to be running those courses next year as well. And it's all pro bono, by the way.
Perfect.
So the firm gets nothing out of it. All they do is that they commit to allowing us to do what we do best.
Candice, thank you so
much. You're welcome.